number six.
Okay.
All right. Bodina's classic rock song he sings.
Oh, my goodness. Who's these guys?
We always pick crappy classic rock songs Bodine sings along with. You ready?
Can't get much crappier than this, neither.
You probably know this one.
Way you want it, that's the way you need it, any way you want it.
Go Bodine, yeah!
Here we go.
Rock it!
She loves to laugh, she loves to sing, she does everything she...
No, hold on now.
She loves to move, she loves to groove, she loves the loving things.
Yeah!
He knows the
words. Ooh, all night.
He's reading them.
All night. Oh, every night.
Rock it, Bodie.
So hold me tight. Hold tight. Oh, baby, hold
you
tight.
You gotta go high now, Bodie.
Oh, she said, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Good job, Bodie.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need
go
it.
Go higher.
Any way you want it. I was alone. I never knew what good love could do. Ooh, then we touched. Then we sang.
Here we go high.
About the loving things.
Yeah, he almost got it.
Ooh, all night. All tight. Oh, every night.
He's lost his place, eh?
Bodie.
Hold tight. Hold tight. Oh, baby, the hold tight. Oh, she said, any way you want it. That's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Oh, she said, any way you want it. That's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Play that air guitar, Bodie.
Oh, this is what's going to get him. Remember this part?
Oh, that's right. Man.
Gotta go with it. Ready?
She's a high.
Oh my God! He actually had the note.
It's Ray Lytle's morning show. He'll bring you up if you're feeling low. It's Ray Lytle's morning show. You're gonna listen with a friend or foe. It's Ray Lytle's morning show. Get ready, get set, and here we go.
Oh, yeah. How we doing, everybody? All right. Willkommen. Willkommen, how you doing? It is the morning disaster. At morningdisaster.net. A beautiful Thursday, last day of the week. Oh yeah, I love it. I'll take a final day like this. Absolutely. All right. Good morning, people. Today is December 15th. December 15th, 2016. It is so good to be here on this early Friday or early Thursday morning. It feels like a Friday for me. Early Thursday morning. It's our last show of the week. Last show of the week here on the internet. Of course, I will be on all week on a WMAY. I've been doing both. I've been doing both this week. I do the internet show in the morning, which I love. And then I've done the afternoons over on WMAY on 94.7 and 970. And I got to tell you, I've had a blast. I really have. I've had a lot of fun. It has been a blast doing two shows, man. I've really enjoyed it. I hope people haven't gotten too sick of me yet. They don't seem to. The good news is they don't seem to have gotten sick of me, which is good, because as a broadcaster, you know, your main goal is to keep people from getting sick of you. That's sort of the main crux of being a broadcaster. You don't want listeners. You don't want listeners to grow tired of you. You don't want them sickened by your broadcasting. Today's show brought to you by Twisted Deli on South Grand. That's Twisted Deli. Bringing you today's morning disaster. All right, I got some things I want to jump right into. All right, for example, I have got, if you've already bought your family's Christmas presents, all right, and you're hiding them under the bed because no one ever looks under the bed, I got bad news for you. They've already been found. So they put out a new survey, and they asked people the best places to hide presents so their kids and their significant others can't find them. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you a hint at the end of this that's going to blow your mind. You're going to go, oh, my God, why didn't I think of that? Okay, so here are the five ideas that got the most votes, all right? There's the five ideas that got the most votes. Number five, deep in the tool shed. So if you have a tool shed at your house, you want to sneak out to the tool shed. You want to hide the presents inside the tool shed. Number four, the back of the top shelf of your kitchen cupboard. So they say go up really high in your kitchen. Go up as high as you can and then put them in the back of the highest shelf of your kitchen cupboard. All right. Number three, the top shelf in your closet. But listen, you know what? If you can't keep kids or people from looking under your bed, what makes you think you're going to keep it out of the closet? It's just like deep in the tool shed. It's cold in the tool shed. It is cold in the tool shed. Number four, the back of the top shelf of your kitchen cupboard. No, you know, that's ridiculous. People in the kitchen all the time. Number three, the back of the top shelf of your closet. No. Number two, in suitcases. Now, this is actually a pretty crafty idea. The back, in the suitcases, it's pretty smart. No one thinks to look inside suitcases. I can actually go with this one. This is a very good idea. And number one, I can absolutely go for is at a friend's house. Put your Christmas gifts at a friend's house. I mean, who the hell is going to look there? And the answer is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who finds your gifts at your friend's house. I mean, the only time it matters is if one of your friends finds your gift, opens it, and uses it, because then you have you got lots of explaining to do. Yeah. Because your kids, trust me, if you're a parent, your kids look everywhere. They look everywhere for your toys or whatever your gift. If you've got some gifts and you're hiding them for your kids, trust me, your kid has looked everywhere. They have found your dirty books or your dirty movies. They have found, I mean, they've been looking for these toys, these gifts. They found everything you want hidden. The only way to keep a kid from finding the gifts is to hide them at a friend's house. Or what I was suggesting, a family member's house. Like, if I really wanted to hide gifts from my daughter's 15, so, she, you know, it doesn't matter. She doesn't care. She really does. She's past the point of caring, you know. But when she was little, we just hit him over at my brother's place. We called my brother Goose and said, hey, Goose, we got a bunch of stuff for Bella. He'd go, okay, I'll swing by and pick it up. He'd swing by and pick it up. He'd keep it over to his place. And then on Christmas Eve, he'd bring it by our place. So she could never find it. And he just kept them right out in the living room. He didn't care. Or he just threw them in his bedroom or wherever. He could easily hide the gifts for my daughter. And then we got them on Christmas Eve, and then we pulled everything in. That's how we did it. We didn't have to hide them in the closet or in the cupboard. In the tool shed. Why do you want to put them in the tool shed? Everything's going to be cold. Might as well throw them in the backyard and put them in the tool shed. It's wrong with you? So, yeah, a friend's house or family's house, that's a top place to hide gifts. So don't hide them in places where they're going to be found. That's just ridiculous. I mean, there really is. But kids have gotten wise, man. Kids got smart. They know how to find gifts. And then you got a lot of explaining to do. I tell you, I like growing up poor. I did. I like the fact that I grew up nice and poor. We knew my brothers and sister and I. This is honestly got true. We knew there was no Santa Claus when we were very young. We learned really young. Because my mother just told us. There is no Santa Claus. Nah. There is no Santa Claus, is what she said. We're just poor, so you don't get shit. But it's true. We knew. Trust me, poor kids know. And I'm not joking. Anybody out there listening that's poor, you know this story. Poor kids know there's no Santa Claus. We find out really early in life. The parents sit you down and tell you, hey, listen, there's no Santa Claus. We don't have a lot of money. You're not going to get anything for Christmas. That's natural. That's fine. And you know what it makes you do? It does make you feel superior to the other kids. It seriously does. It makes you feel superior to the other kids that you go to school with. Because you think of them as being the dumb saps who still believe in Santa. You know, you think of, oh, God, look at this one. This one still believes in Santa? Come on. Think about it. Guy wearing a red suit, flying around with reindeer in the sky. Come on. This is ridiculous. One day you're going to wake up. You're going to wake up and you're going to say, oh, my God, how was that stupid? Oh, my God. How stupid was I to believe in such a ridiculous fable? Poor kids, we already knew. See, we didn't have to believe it. We knew. In fact, if we wanted to, we could reveal it to the whole class. We didn't. We didn't because we'd rather feel superior, you know. We'd rather feel superior and we would pat ourselves on the back for not telling our classmates. See? So there are some cool things about being cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And don't think there isn't, man. Because that's how we would do it. So, yeah, I didn't have enough money. You know, I didn't have enough money to do a lot of cool stuff. But being poor was cool because I found out about Santa before anybody else. So take that and stuff it. I had that going for me. See? Hey, by the way, I see on the Facebook live chat room, I see Sean Balint. I see Shawnee B is in the room. Shawnee B? You think he could actually call the show? 814-0332, Shawnee B. Unless he's not supposed to be here, in which case, oh, that's not Sean Boland. It's Sean Poland. I'm confused it. All right, scientists finally have a perfect explanation for how Santa fits down the chimneys. So for those of you parents, you know, that are wanting, you know, and listen, if you have the money and your kids are young, you know, there's nothing wrong with keeping the myth of Santa Claus alive, of course, you know. So this is the way you can describe to your kids. All right? I have a way you can describe to your kids that Santa actually fits down the chimneys. Hey, Shawnee.
What's up, Ray? I'm doing my Chris Christie and Letterman impersonation. It's dead on. You remember where he took the donut out of his pocket?
Yeah.
And ate it?
Yeah.
Is this not impressive?
So you're just driving around, you're eating donuts. That's what you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Well, you know.
I'm glad. Well, I'm glad that you chose to listen to, or you know, to watch me or whatever. That's pretty cool. So hey,
I give all Earth.
I'm sharing with people that scientists have come up with a perfect explanation for how Santa fits down chimneys.
Oh.
Do you want to hear it?
It hit me.
A physicist at the University of Exeter in England just figured out a perfect explanation, all right? Dr. Katie Sheen calculated Santa has to travel about 6.2 million miles an hour to get to every child. And according to Einstein's theory of relativity, all right, according to Einstein's theory of relativity, objects that travel at a high speed become compressed in size. So that's how Santa fits. It's also how Santa gets around without anybody seeing him, see? Santa is traveling so fast that he and his sack, Santa's big, full, throbbing sack, temporarily shrink down so they can easily fit into a chimney.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know if that causes problems because I'll never forget the 1 year as a child I got a package from Patricia. I know that's the thing.
You got a what?
Boy. I got a package from Patricia at Christmas. You know, I was like 10 years old. I haven't been right since.
What did they give you for Christmas?
Santa accidentally sent a package from Patricia's, you know, the adult store.
Oh, the adult store. Okay, now I get it. Yeah. Okay, I couldn't understand what you're saying.
I know, I still want to call it Priscilla's.
Yeah, that's...
Then I tried to use it as a Christmas tree, and everybody looked at me funny.
So you can't use that. So there you go. No. So if kids ask parents, they actually gave the parents an out. This is something you could tell the kids. You know, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
Santa's compressed so small you can't see him, and he's able to get in and out of the chimneys because he's going 6.2 million miles an hour. And boom.
That's what I'll tell the next girl. I'm going to tell her I'm moving so fast. I'm moving at 6.2 million miles an hour, and it's compressed down there. That's why it seems so small.
That's why my penis seems so tiny.
Yeah.
So how are you doing, man?
It's a trick I learned from the North Pole.
How you doing, Shawnee? I haven't talked to you forever.
Oh, you know, it's a holiday season, so I'm miserable.
I haven't talked to you forever. Oh, I mean, since last night. But I haven't, you know.
You haven't missed anything, folks.
I haven't talked on the air forever. I'm glad you could actually call in.
I'm still fat. I'm still broke. I'm still miserable.
You're still fat, still broke, and still miserable. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes. And I'm a terrible lover. So.
And a terrible lover too.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just speaking health. Yeah. I'm just speaking health wise. I mean, I can't even.
I want to tell you, I'm to the age now. Okay, and I'm being serious. I'm to the age now where it's like I can't even take time to decipher whether I'm a good or bad lover. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to assume that I'm passable, you know, and then just go about it the way that I do. I just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm too old to learn, you know. I'm too old to learn some kind of way to be a better lover. I just have to do it and hope that it is somewhat satisfactory for my wife.
Well, you know, I wish it was a, you know, not that I want to, you know, take much money off the public dole, but, you know, if it was cause for, like, SSI.
Right.
I mean, I could, like, go on disability.
Like, if you could put on in your paperwork that you have bad lovemaking skills, then you definitely could get on Social Security disability, you know. I mean, trust me, there's a lot of people on it for a lot of bullshit, you know. You only go around once, I guess.
I have preferences. I'm a terrible lover.
I mean, there are a lot of people on SSI for, like, some really stupid made-up shit, you know. I don't get it, but what the hell? I mean, it's not a lot of money, is it? I mean, SSI doesn't pay you much. But there's people who are satisfied with that living, I guess. Not me. Oh, well. So how's work going?
Hey, Joe.
I couldn't hear
you. It's going. I'm still collecting
check. Oh, it's you know. Yeah, so it's good enough. Hey, have you heard? Did you hear? I'm back at work this week. Well, at least doing a week. Yeah.
I actually got to. I took in a sample to fix stuff.
Oh, thank you. I hope it's good. Did you like it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Yeah, I tell you, man, I've really enjoyed doing WMAY this week. I have not enjoyed it in years, but I've really enjoyed doing it this week. You know. I had a meeting with them, and they told me, they said, nah, just do whatever you want. I'm like, what? They said, yeah. I said, I don't want to talk politics. They said, that's cool. And I was like, really? They're like, yeah, talk whatever. I don't care. So it's just been great. I've had a blast. So I feel like my old self. I feel like I'm talking about, this is just about the stuff I've talked about forever, you know. It's a good time. I'm really enjoying it. So I just wanted to thank them, you know. I don't know if they know how thankful I am that they're letting me do this kind of show, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's good to have people that get you. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. They got a new general manager over there who seems to know his stuff, man. He's a pretty cool guy. He's a pretty cool guy. So it is. It's kind of fun to be back. It's fun to be back. And I mean, I know I'm back through next Tuesday, I think, or Wednesday. Or...
Yeah.
Check this out.
They need.
I'm doing mornings.
They need to hype it up. Put a lot of marquee out there. A limited engagement.
Sean, I'm doing mornings next week.
Oh my God.
I know. Unlike the 21st or whatever. I don't know what next week is. I think it's the 21st, 22nd.
You know.
So me doing mornings. I think it would be much simpler to put Leach back in the morning, put me in the afternoons for a couple of days. But they're putting they're actually putting me in the morning. So, which is going to be crazy because I know there's formatics there that are just insane, you know. Yeah. And it takes me forever to figure out the formatics.
If there's something we know.
So it'll be fun, I guess.
Not informatic, but we're proof positive that you just don't put fat guys in the morning.
Yeah, you don't. You don't. Not to be in charge. Because you got to stop and take a break here, and you got to take a break there, and you got to do news here, and you got to do – it's just – wow, it's too much. But I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. But, man, it's a lot of work involved.
And physically. And you know how it is. They were actually sorry about that. There are actually women attracted me at one time, and I see them years later, and they see the grotesque form I've taken out by my old age, and I see the disappointment in their eyes.
Well, see the pleasure? I mean, don't you also see the good fortune in their eyes when they go, whoo, that's close. I could have been with him.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The sweat's wiped off the brow, you bet. But that whole... you know, like I lost 25 pounds when I got out of mornings, and I was on fire. I thought, you know what, I might actually be half a catch if the woman takes over the money,
right?
And among other things.
Yeah.
And
you need a girlfriend. You need a girlfriend that just gets your check. You know.
Yeah.
You need a girlfriend that just gets your check and then gives you like a stipend. Of course, my wife and I've had this conversation about you.
Yeah.
I don't think you can handle that. Like, my wife and I had this conversation. She goes, he needs to be like you, where you just give him, where you just give the girl the check. Just give her the check and let her worry about the money. And I said, yeah, but you know what? Shawnee can't do that because he needs his money to go, he needs to go to sporting events.
You know what? I've chilled out on that quite a bit.
Really?
Especially with my, you know, hip and my struggles walking.
Because I know you, man. You need to.
It's such a nuisance getting people to go with.
In the summer, you need your Cardinals games in the summer. If you don't have your Cardinals games, or you don't have your you don't have any Rams games. That's got to suck. But you have the Indianapolis Colts and the Titans and everything else.
I think the road trip, to be honest.
I don't know. I think
the road trip itself got to be more fun than the game.
Do you like the Billikens and stuff? Are you watching college basketball?
You know what? I haven't. I don't know what it's like. you know, the herky-jerky schedule I've had, it's kind of, it's been harder to follow things day to day, and I've kind of, I'll be honest, I'm shocked at the level of attention I pay to sports.
Maybe.
It has dropped off considerably.
Maybe you are old enough now to finally date someone and give her control of your checkbook. Or just let her have the check.
I need that just so I don't
let her take control, pay the bills, just do everything. Yeah. You might be old enough to finally do that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Now you just gotta find the woman.
That keep me away from horseshoes.
Yeah. And gambling.
That I've pulled back on quite a bit.
Oh, you've curtailed that on your own, have you? Well, I'm very proud of you.
Well, I'll tell you what. After we went to Elko, Nevada, I would never do a table game. To me, I always thought table games were intimidating at a casino.
Yeah.
And I went to, you know how I am. I'm an RP.
Yeah.
I went to Elko with like $82.
Yeah.
And I was down to nothing. Like, you know, I may have been down to like $10. I'm like, oh, my God, we're here two more days.
Yeah.
What in the hell am I going to do?
But you won it back. I mean, you won money back.
Yeah, and I started winning that damn roulette. And
yeah.
I went a little crazy. And we're talking about, I had a hundreds of dollars kind of problem.
Yeah, Sean.
I cannot imagine what the people who get in, those people who get in that four or five figure situation.
Yeah, but at one time, you were up. Right? Weren't you up when we were in Elko?
I did okay enough. I walked away.
And then you put it all back into the casino. But I mean, you know,
it fueled problems later where I started doing the math in my head.
Yeah,
and I got you feel kind of, even though I'm somebody who's been known, especially when I was in St. Louis. I mean, I had greater reach in St. Louis. More people knew who I was, but unlike Springfield, there was no physical sense of it. You know, you'd hear from somebody, you'd get a phone call, but you were like this celebrity in the shadows. not that that's why I'm in it, necessarily, but it was completely weird. So it's like, okay, all these people know who I am over a 200-mile radius.
Right.
But I am like completely alone. It's the most insane thing. I am, you have tickets, I'd get free Cardinal tickets, no one to go with. Other than, when my dad could go. So, you feel weird and invisible.
Yeah, but
I went to that casino, and I get that castle of chips.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had 15 inches down there.
The thing with Elko is when we went to Elko, I lost my ass. When I played blackjack and when I played roulette, I was losing everything. Now, I did follow Jim, the photographer.
You were one of the first victims of the disease that Glenn Gardner.
Yeah, I got blinted. Absolutely.
Yes.
But when we went to Elko, I did this thing where I followed Jim, the photographer's rules on roulette.
Yeah.
And that got me some money back. And then what I finally did is I just stopped playing all those games. And I went to the bar and I started gambling on sports. And you remember this? I was the last day there, I had like $40 to my name of the money that I brought with me. I'm like, I'm bringing this money and I'm not going to spend a cent more. And I started gambling on college basketball and I ended up ahead like $1,200 because I didn't lose. I just didn't lose a game. And I ended
up
both times we did it. You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to play. I'm going to find those Elko shows, and I might play those this weekend. Now you got me all fired up about Elko. I might play those old shows this weekend on morningdisaster.net so people can hear some of the broadcasting that we did, because those were great times, really great times. Yeah. That was me, you, Jimmy, Mikey, and Glenn Gardner, of course, is our GM. We had a great time. We really had fun, so.
And relations with him, he liked me at first, and I'm moving along now, but I think things went south because I blinted him.
Yeah. He was playing blackjack, and he was winning at blackjack, and then Sean sat at the table with him, And Sean was taking hits on like 16s and 17s. And Glenn was getting so pissed off because the dealer was sitting on like 15s and 16s. So where the dealer had to take a hit. And Sean kept taking the car. And Sean kept stealing all the 10s. Because Sean would take the hit and end up going over, you know, busting, to where the dealer would end up taking a 3 or a 4 or a 2 and then beating everybody at the table. Oh, he was so mad. I do remember that. Yeah, I think I'm going to try to find those shows and play some of the weekend.
Oh my god.
Those are great shows to listen to.
You know, thank God TSA didn't get too intensive, you know, because here I am. I bring like, what the hell, I brought that outfit. It was Halloween.
Right.
And, you know, an outfit came with me. Imagine having TSA open that up for the whole world to see.
Oh, those are great times. I mean, there was a time when Lamb was on the show. And I know he went and had like a fake wedding or something. And I mean, those are some good shows. So I'll try to find those and put those up. Cause we went what, twice?
Yeah.
And we just broadcast live and it's pretty cool.
And I got in trouble with the then girlfriend because they had the S&M Broadway show.
Oh, that's right.
They tied me to the chair. Got on the domination shop.
Oh, that's funny. I'm gonna see if I can find those shows. I'll play those this weekend.
I thought about them when I saw Conan do the. Conan visit the German dominatrix. I thought, it reminds me of Ooh La La.
That's funny. I'm gonna play those shows.
Yeah, said, hey, I should have been up there.
And those are from what, 2004, right?
Yes,
03 and 04. Okay, I'm going to try to get those and play them.
And the one thing we never discussed on the show, the dumbest thing you've ever seen, I went up in the mountains, the Ruby Mountains. We saw a ram come down the mountain. And, you know, with some other bighorn sheep. And I don't know what kind of jackhanna retardation slipped into my brain, but I thought I would feed a vicious, deadly, unbelievable lethal potential ram an effing Cheeto. And I'm standing 7 feet away from the ram. By the way, I'm standing at the back of an SUV. There is no escape route. You know, my only hope is the ram starts going for me with his horns.
Right.
And we know how fast the ram is.
It bails.
We know how slow I am. I mean, I would have imagined that on my freaking death certificate. Ram horns in my freaking
You just want, you're begging for the ram to just impale you with its horns and just put you out of your misery.
I mean, like, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, I'm some kind of, I'm the ram whisperer. Because I go to this, I'm a fan of the team. Here, eat a cheese. I mean, I should have been dead 12 years ago, which would have been merciful.
But somehow you didn't get rammed. See, you made
no.
it.
The ram looked at me like I was, you know, the ram looked at me like an old man. Oh, my God, this kid's an idiot.
I never knew this. I never knew this story. Honestly, I didn't know. I didn't know that you guys went.
Yes, Don,
because I didn't go. I didn't go on the nature stuff. I stayed in the hotel room.
It was like the dumbest out-of-body experience. It's as if I was looking down at myself. Are you really doing this?
I do. I think one time my wife came with me. And the other, I think I went solo. Did I go solo?
I think it was half and half.
Yeah, I think that D went with me one time and I went by, because I don't know, did I room with somebody the second time?
You know, I can't remember.
I don't remember if I had my own room or if I roomed with somebody, if I went by myself. But I do remember you snoring, but I think that was in Minnesota. We went up to Minnesota for that radio convention.
Oh, yeah.
And you slept in the room and I was so angry because, oh my God, the snores were... Oh, people, I can't tell you enough how loud Sean Balint's snoring is. It is so loud. I mean, it's horrible.
Reason number 20, yeah. Why don't I have a family and a child? Well,
I feel for any woman.
I
do feel for any woman that has to sleep with you because, I mean, oh, my God. It's like... I can't even impersonate the loud noises that come from Sean's body as he's sleeping. And it'll be like, Justin, that's insane. These noises are coming from his body. Oh, it's foul.
It sounded like, it really sounded like, like Darth Vader in the retirement home.
The creaking and farting and just, oh my God, it was so loud. I think in Minnesota, I said, you just got to stay out of the room. Don't come to the room until after I have fallen asleep. Because I wanted to sleep, and I'm like, just don't come in, because if you sleep before, I'll never fall asleep if you're sleeping before me. And that's what we had to do, remember? I had to make sure that I was sleeping first, because if I'm sleeping, if you start snoring after I'm sleeping, I don't hear it, you know. But if you fall asleep before me, I never fall asleep.
That's horrible.
And that's the last time I've ever had anybody else in a hotel room, you know. So loud. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm a catch. Like I said, if Darth Vader killed his son, what would it have sounded like if Darth Vader killed his son and said, okay, Emperor, I'll go ahead and, toss your salad. and Darth, I've had my day.
Darth Vader was tossing the Emperor's salad. I had no idea that was going on.
Well, when you have a metal tongue, it's not all that, you can tell yourself, well, I'm not really, I'm straight, it wasn't my tongue. I'm more machine than man.
Are you admitting to a salad tossing?
No, I'm talking Darth Vader did that to the Emperor.
But you've never had a salad tossing done?
No, I've never.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine that? Ooh. Oh, God.
I can't fathom.
Could you imagine the poor girl that would have to go through tossing your salad? I mean, seriously. Oh, God.
I mean, the poo-poo platter at the Chinese place is bad enough.
I mean, even after, a shower,
Mm-hmm.
Even after, a good hot tub soaking, I just could not imagine. Oh, my God.
No, I mean...
Salad tossing.
I mean, immediately I would be brought to The Hague for war crimes.
Oh, God. That'd be horrible.
Someone did that.
So chances are you're going to go through your whole life never having your salad tossed. Are you fine with that?
Yes. For the
You're good with that, right?
I guess there are a couple people I'd like to have do it, and I hope they would get various diseases from it. So, other than... I mean, there are a couple of people I hate. Sure, I'd like to have, And I tell you what, if I had an opportunity to do it, I would eat the worst greasy stuff I've ever consumed. I would eat everything my digestive system doesn't like.
I will go on the record as saying I've never had my salad tossed, and I'm fine with it. I'm good with it.
Not really on my bucket list.
I've had when I was younger in Texas, I had a girl. I don't even know if she was trying to. I don't know what she was trying to do. But that tongue got dangerously close. I was like, no. Yeah. She was going from the front, and she got a little low on the testicles, and I was like, no.
Yeah,
I stopped that before it even started. I never saw her again. Oof. I don't want any,
I don't blame you for punching out, Maverick.
That was a one-nighter in Texas. I don't want any piece of that. No way.
Oh, my God.
But we do – I'm not going to mention names. There is a morning disaster story, and I'm pretty sure you know it. We had someone on the show who started telling us a story about a guy who liked butt stuff being done to them. The guy who liked butt stuff being done to him while they were being pleasured.
Yes.
And then it turned out the guy was on the show.
Wowzers.
Yeah. I don't think you, maybe you don't know that story because I'm thinking about it. You might. I don't know if you were there or not.
I'll have to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, it's a pretty good story.
You know, as we always say, to protect the innocent, we will change their
I'm not sure either of these people are innocent, but I'm still going to protect them.
Yeah.
Oof. And I, listen, and I know some guys say that's pretty good, but I'm fine. I'm fine never experiencing a finger or a tongue. Or any, I don't want anything down near my butt. Call me what you want, but I don't want anything down. I'm fine. I don't want anything down near there. I don't want anything in the danger zone. Nothing in the danger zone.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, brother.
Hey, listen, I'm going to wrap up this Facebook Live broadcast. Hold on. Sean and I are going to finish out the show on disasterradio.net. That's disaster. I'm sorry. Morning disaster. Excuse me. Morningdisaster.net. I almost gave you the wrong website address. Morningdisaster.net. It's where you go, and you'll be able to hear the rest of the show as we're going to continue on for a few more minutes. And you also, if you heard like the beginning of this, or you maybe watched this video on Facebook Live, and you want to hear the rest, well, you can go to morningdisaster.net and download the podcast. Download the podcast of today's show from December 15th, 2016. Today's show brought to you by Twisted Deli on South Grand. That's Twisted Deli on South Grand. Try their delicious food and delicious cinnamon rolls. Oh, my God, it's so good. Today. All right, that's it for the show. Sean and I are going to continue on morningdisaster.net. So long, everybody. All right, good. Now I turn off the Facebook Live. Oh, my God. So, Sean, you about your butt.
Yes, I remember getting a gift from other listeners that I never used.
There are chicks who pride themselves though on their ability to you know on their ability to take the butt or to do something with the man's butt.
You know, there are some women who can get you to do just about anything.
Yeah, not me. I care about the you know. Well, I care about my wife. Now I'd never make my wife. I mean, she's the mother of my child. For God's sakes.
Yeah.
I could never have anyone do. I mean, oh, good. Let the mother of my child do that is disgusting. I couldn't even think of it. Like Jimmy would. Oh my God.
Hey.
Jimmy and oh God, Gas Girl Susie. Didn't Jimmy imply that Gas Girl Susie? Didn't he imply that she would do butt stuff? Didn't he imply that she would do butt stuff or something?
You know, I thought so. It's all a blur.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was the greatest nickname upgrade of all time. I mean, Stalker Suit was fun enough.
Yeah.
But Gas Girl Susie, oh.
Gas Girl is the best. I think it's one of the greatest. I think it's one of the greatest nicknames we ever gave.
It was like going from Jane Grey to Phoenix.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. It was a great nickname. But she did have the ability to fart, okay?
Yeah.
She had the ability to fart on demand.
You know, as Uncle Ben said, with great flatulence comes great responsibility.
Yeah. There was some good flatulence back then.
What the hell have we done with our lives?
Can I point out how bizarre it is that what was actually supposed to be the highlight of our lives, you know? I mean, we're now, you know, we're right around 50, you know. I mean, we're upper 40s, get right around 50. And the highlight,
I'm doing my best to not make it.
The highlight of our lives, all right? The highlight of our lives contains a time. It contains a time when we had a girl. We had a girl who could fart on demand.
Oh, dude.
and would give BJ's the gym, and go right for the anus. And that was the highlight of our lives.
Oh. I hope you had the time of your life.
I had the time of my life.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was the highlight. That was the pinnacle.
Yeah.
The pinnacle of our success. The pinnacle of our success was in a time when a girl named Gas Girl was in our lives. Oh, my God.
Yeah, imagine, you know, those cutesy little funeral videos they make now. Oh. You know, your life story.
Yeah.
I mean, you tell me, you know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, really, if they tell our life story at our funerals, I would not blame. I should have turned into a Mardi Gras type event where family members and, you know, friends can wear a mask to conceal their identity for having known me.
Oh, God.
I mean, imagine the relief, you know.
Unbelievable.
Or you.
I was Sean's aunt. Don't tell anyone. I'm pretending to be a former coworker.
Oh, well.
Who are you? I'm Sean's ex-girlfriend. Oh, my God. Imagine the wave of sympathy.
Yep, there's a pinnacle. Yeah, I love it. That's the highlight.
Yep.
Highlight of life. Oh, my God. I know. I had other things to talk about, but oh my God, we got off on this tangent. I'm enjoying it.
Five or six girls get it. I can see now five or six girls in the circle saying, "Woo, when did you leave him?"
When you die, do you think that ex girlfriends are going to show up?
Oh no.
Right? I mean,
I'm listening to Comic Relief.
Yeah. I don't pretend to think any of that's going to happen with me, you know.
Well, I mean, I've got one girlfriend who makes fun of me. Like, she does critiques of my PA
right.
when I do the SHG football games. It's like, what are you rambling about now?
you an ex-girlfriend that will comment on your PA work.
Yeah. Nice job of stumbling over your words.
Well,
you know, I appreciate her because
at least you have that. I mean, at least you have that. I don't even think I have any exes that. I don't know. They just don't even take the time to acknowledge. You know.
I guess I'm semi. You know what? I somehow am friendly to everyone at some level. Not that we talk all the time.
Right.
There's only one that I have no use for that I would. Love to see her used for burn victims, you know, have her skin actually peel off of her while she's still alive. And they can just put her like in some kind of like little glass case,
right.
You know, live organ donation, stuff like that. But other than that.
So there's only one ex that you truly, truly hate.
Yeah. You know what?
I think I know that. I know that one, right? Do I know that one?
Right. Oh, yeah.
I thought so, yeah. I thought I knew that one.
And it was many, many years ago. People don't get it. They think you're fixated on the person. But, you know, I always say it's like 29. They're not just a person. They're an event. Because, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I had no game, no confidence, and I built up brick by brick. And in my late 20s, I was doing things I never thought possible. And, man, I sunk like a
This girl that Sean had.
I didn't pay the mob back.
This girl that Sean had was a trip. And all your friends around you, we all knew.
Mm.
We all could figure out that, oh, God, this one's going to, you know, this one's going to make him do a lot of stupid things.
Over the top, nice, generous, intuitive.
Yeah.
Well, enjoyed my company, which usually means. They're either A, about to go the other way, or B, they're a sleeper agent.
Well, I think we knew.
I'm not important enough to have a sleeper agent.
And I remember having a conversation with Mikey. And when your girlfriend gave you crabs and you refused to believe they were from her.
Well, I'll be honest with you. It's not in her defense. I still don't. I don't know where I got it. We hadn't.
I'm telling you, dude, there's only one place. There's only one way you get crabs. There's only one way you get. You don't get crabs from head lice.
Well,
you don't get crabs from head lice. You get crabs one way.
There's only one way to rock.
I think so. I don't know. But I remember you were with this girl, and the girl was, she was kind of good looking. I mean, she was good looking.
Yeah.
That's what got you. That's what got you, by the way.
Well, you know what? It was the first person who wanted to do things.
Yeah, but she was good looking, too.
Didn't care what anybody else thought. So that it was like that, you know. Somebody I thought was out of my league.
Yeah, they trick you. Yeah. They trick you.
Yeah. Well, they trick you. You know what the worst part is? It's like a predator in nature. I mean, the worst thing is this person doesn't realize that they're coming to you.
Yep.
They don't intend to come to you.
Yep.
And then this person had a victim fetish and made ridiculous accusations against me. Go against everything I'm about.
Yep.
And people won't understand. You know, they have to be me, but, you know, you try to explain it. It's like not hung up on the person. It changed who I was, and there were other people.
No, you're not hung up with the person. You're hung up with the situation. The situation was bad.
Hatching scams, targeting me, and I'd been nothing but nice to people. I'm the kind of guy who's very helpful to women in business, and I wasn't trying to get their pants. And one woman, the least talented person I've ever met in radio, and I've met lots of untalented people, tried to get my job, which is really laughable.
Yep.
By hatching some kind of plot.
Good old Sean Bolin, everybody.
You think sexual harassment is when a man isn't nice to a woman? sweetheart, sexual doesn't mean they're different genders. It means something sexual happened.
Yep.
But if you want to be a scam artist, you want to be a con artist, maybe you ought to go to school a little bit.
Good old Sean.
All these years later, there are some obits I'd love to read. And I would hope natural causes.
So you would like to read the obits? You would like to read the obits of your enemies?
Absolutely.
Well, see, that's enough to keep you alive.
I'd love to see them die a miserable death.
Enough. That's enough to keep. You're always looking for something to keep you alive. There is something to keep you alive.
That is something to rally around. You bet.
Think about it. That is something that keeps you going, my friend.
I might drop my goal to improve my SSI chances. Trying to go the other way.
You've now have a mission. You now have a mission and a goal to stay alive, and that is to read the obituaries of your enemies.
Yeah. Lying, soulless magic.
Well, on that note, it's 10 o'clock.
I might even go to their funeral and pretend to be a friend.
You'd pretend to be a friend just so you could waller in the memory of their loss.
Yeah, I would go next to the. I would go up to the casket. Stick my face in the casket.
Oh,
it's like,
my God. That's fantastic.
I'm like Energizer Bunny, bitch. I'm still going and going.
All right. Well, that wraps up today's show. Sean, it was...
I am filled with hate, aren't I?
Yes. Yes, you are, but it was great. Sean, you are always, as always, you are a gem. I always say you never miss when you have Sean Bolint on. You never have that's a non-miss show.
God, love you. As long as no one listens to it.
Just fantastic. And I love it. It's even better when it's a surprise. God bless it. All right, buddy.
All right, brother.
I should wrap it up. Shawnee, it's good to talk to you.
You too, brother.
This has been the Morning Disaster for a Thursday.